Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Strategic Europe, Judy is the editor-in-chief. And one of her colleagues, Ms. Sass, has written a piece very carefully about the $61 billion, breaking it down into components. Some of it's for weapons. Much of it is for financial aid or cooperation. However, the point is made, this is a first step. It is not the last step. It is not adequate to win the war. Is that understood, Judy, or was there just a great big sigh of relief and everybody headed to a restaurant?
Europeans are just so lazy on this issue. And I had raised it with my colleagues that had the Biden administration not got this through, this would actually thrown down the gauntlet to the Europeans. And now they feel a little bit off the hook. And actually, Americans have bailed out the Europeans in some ways. This is the first thing. And secondly, the Europeans have to intellectually and politically and economically understand that Ukraine is their responsibility, politically and economically and socially. Ukraine is America's responsibility when it comes to the nuclear weapons from the Russian perspective. So there are two issues here. But the sense of relief is great in Europe, but myself, I thought, actually, had the Congress not passed this through, it would have put enormous pressure on Europe to get the act together. And now, well, yes, oh, there's great relief, but maybe sometimes Europeans need an enormous bit of pressure to a bit more to support Ukraine.
Let's do some politics. There's a huge election coming up in June for the European Union. All eyes on it as if the answers will come from what we know in the past has been a very difficult to read number of factions gaining strength or losing strength. However, there is a populist rising. There is a polarization of the governances of member states in the EU. And the EU is organizing itself for the immediate future. What's the best expectation from the EU vote, Judy?
John, I'm not going to even speculate. I will just say one tiny thing. Citizens are not stupid. Democrats are not stupid. They know what's at stake. And hopefully at the end of the day, they will know that the European Union means something very fundamental. But I cannot speculate at the moment. I'm not so sure that the populists will gain as much as they can, but if they do, then I'm wrong. But you know what opinion polls are like, whether it's the Turkish election, the US election, the French election, the German elections. I'm out of here.
All right, I understand. I always at this point introduce the Russian witticism. The only trouble with democracy is that it's unpredictable. So we'll wait for the results. However, one more detail from Gwendolyn Sass's piece. A message to China. Olaf Scholz was recently in China. We talked about it. China's watching all of these opinions and asking itself, does this mean they won't get in our way, the Europeans, if we make our move to recover Taiwan? Do we know? Is that question also asked? We have about a minute. Taiwan.
Taiwan is actually in the very special dossiers of the Chancellery and the Foreign Ministry here in Germany and in France as well. This is an issue that neither Paris nor Berlin want to bring out into the open. It's too vulnerable, it's too fragile, it's too delicate, and also they're waiting for the outcome of the U.S. elections.
Right. Judy Dempsey is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Sign up, it's easy. You get all of this information and more. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.